Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ordained Chaplains Podcast. My name is Daniel White III. I am the president of Gospel Light Society University. We are going through the book Out of the Depths, an autobiographical study of mental disorder and religious experience by one of the pioneers of chaplaincy as we know it, Dr. Anton T. Boysen, is the author. This is episode number 60. Our scripture verse for today is Isaiah 41:10, which reads, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Our ordained chaplain's quote for today is from David A. Paulison. He said, "You are sanctified by remembering and believing afresh that you are justified by what Jesus did on the cross for you." Beloved, in this podcast today, we will continue discussing the book Out of the Depths by Anton T. Boysen. We continue today with Chapter 4, A Little Known Country, Part 9. "The following night, I seemed to be in some labyrinthine tunnels deep down in the recesses of the earth. Part of the time I was drugged with what I was told was bismuth. This, it seemed, was the drug they used to preserve the old Egyptian mummies. It was a very peculiar drug, and the amount of it one had in his system determined to what level he belonged. There were 32 such levels. At the 32nd level, a man would be utterly prostrate and unable to rise except as someone should come and give him pure water to drink. At one time, I was thus prostrate. A little later, I found myself wandering through these subterranean tunnels until at last, way down deep, I came upon a horse blanket within which was wrapped up some peculiar white linen fabric. These, it seemed, were some most sacred relics. They were connected with the search for the Holy Grail and represented the profoundest spiritual struggle of the centuries. Then I found that by lying flat on the floor near the ventilator shaft, I could hear the most beautiful voice I had ever heard. It was the celebration of the Last Supper. Towards morning, it came to me that I must begin with the single cell and that I must make friends with a certain attendant for whom I felt a particular dislike. I tried to do this, and I thought he seemed very well pleased with himself. A little later, he brought me my food, an unusually generous portion, but I refused to eat it because I thought it was drugged. I remember also some voices going through a ritualistic service in a sing-song fashion, which was distasteful to me and sounded insincere. They kept repeating over and over again the phrase, "Little lamb, little lamb." I thought I recognized in the priest the attendant with whom I had tried to make the alliance. I had now come to the place where I no longer distinguished day from night. I had become an old stallion who had remained behind at the time of the flood in order to help his friends escape and had been forgotten by them. He was now imprisoned and exploited by a lot of unprincipled medical men and nurses. The only way of escaping was by having my head cut off. I was locked in my room now, and I kept getting wilder and wilder, singing and shouting and pounding the glass on the door with fists and elbows. I was ordered to be quiet, but this only made me pound the more violently until I was placed in a cold pack once more. Dear friends, in our next podcast, we will continue with part 8 of chapter 4, A Little Known Country, as we must go slowly with this particular book. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would rebuke and bind the devil, his demons, and his hosts from the minds of people and help them to recover and repent and to get their hearts right with you and to serve you more fully. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. And now, beloved, if you have come across this podcast by chance and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, allow me to show you how you can be saved from sin and from the punishment of sin, which is hell, even today. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws, God's commandments. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." That includes you and me and the Pope and everybody else. Secondly, accept the fact that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. It's called death and eternal hell. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact, dear friend, that you are on the road to hell if you have never trusted Christ as Savior. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable, mean and hateful and cruel and wicked people, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and all idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, this is bad news, but I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. You have God's word on it. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed." For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Trust Christ today as your Savior. I guarantee you that if you pray to him right now, he will save your soul. Follow me in this prayer called the Sinner's Prayer. Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I've done wrong in my life and that I have broken your commandments and that I deserve hell, eternal hell. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. Have mercy and grace upon me. As I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, I believe that he died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Help me to repent of my sins past and to follow you in the new life. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray, and for his sake, amen. Dear friend, until next time, please keep in mind these reasons. Dear friend, until next time, please keep in mind what you've learned in this lesson. Use it for the glory of God and to help others along this road called life, for the glory of God.